Martian life. Now you see it, now you don't.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book The Dinosaurs of Eden. Can I remember when newspaper headlines declared that scientists had found evidence of life on Mars? Now, back then, you were adamant that they had made a big mistake. And did they?
Well, Mark, today many scientists have come to the conclusion that the meteorite that was supposedly from Mars had no evidence of life in it whatsoever. Frankly, it's typical of the secular media today. You know, they'll play up a sensational story like supposedly find life on Mars by giving it front page headlines, but when the evidence is refuted, the article is greatly downplayed and it's buried on page 37 or something like that. Scientists who examined this meteorite reported that the so-called fossils in the rock were nothing more than magnetite whiskers and artifacts from the electron microscope itself. Also, some scientists are saying that traces of organic materials found in this rock are due to contamination from the Earth. If it's true there's no evidence for life in this rock, why did highly qualified scientists not recognize this? I think the real reason is that because they don't want to believe in the biblical God of creation, they're actually desperate to prove that life is not special and it evolved elsewhere in the universe.
One of our scientists has written an easy-to-read booklet on the fascinating topic of astronomy and the Bible. For some faith-building reading, go to our website, answersradio.com. The booklet's free at answersradio.com.